Ho, 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 Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rambler. How are you doing? Welcome to the Christmas special that really isn't that special. I was going to do a really, really, really good Christmas special, and I just don't feel like it. I don't know. Christmas just isn't feeling like Christmas this year. It really hasn't felt like Christmas for a very, very, very long time. Yes, as many of you know, I had losses. I have losses in my life. I've explained them all. You'll have to go through my other podcast to find out what and make those views fly. So that way I will get sponsors and then they'll be Happy Christmas 2024. I know it's hard to believe. It is going to be 2024. Oh my goodness, where has the time gone? Yeah, I'll tell you what the why it doesn't feel like Christmas. There's lots of reasons. Part of it, December 19th will be 11 years since my lady love, my wife, decided to go off to Cleveland, Ohio. She said, "I've had enough of the Rambler. He's awful, terrible. Brain aneurysm, poof, and they're gone from your life." And I got new lady love in my life. Her poor asses. Her poor ass has got me, and I'm like, "I'm sorry, I should have told you." God, I still think we ought to come with like little books that say what tells our good points, our bad points, all the points, you know. Just be like, oh my God, you're a bedwetter. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, no thank you. No thank you at all. I also have another confession. I really hate Christmas. I have for a very, very long time. Even before 2012, I used to work for a casino. And because I quote-unquote didn't have a family, aka I didn't have children, which to my bosses, I did have a family. I did have a pretty good-sized family, too. I had my wife, my in-laws, you know, my parents, you know, they like to call them. But when you work, like I worked third shift, which kind of sucks. So by the time I got off, it was like, oh my God, time for bed. Yes, yes. You know, I had a family, but in my bosses, and all the bosses' minds, I didn't have a family because I didn't have children. God was like, "You're not having kids. God forbid you." Yes. And now I have kids in my life, and I'm like, "Oh, please get rid of them. They're horrible. They're terrible." Oh. But yes, I've hated Christmas for a very long time. I think my biggest problem is Christmas became so commercialized. It's been commercialized pretty much my entire life. But it got worse when I grew up. It was like, oh, you have to give stuff to people. You can't just sit there and not get nothing, give nothing. Oh. So Christmas isn't really about, you know, the family, the sharing of love, life, all that stuff. You know, the true meaning of Christmas. You know, even if you believed in the whole, you know, oh, this little baby Jesus was born on this day, even though most historians say Jesus did exist, he wasn't born on the December 25th. The December 25th was a date that the church was like, we want to make this a Christmas because it's a pagan holiday. It was some kind of, I don't know. There's a lot of around that time that was like different pagans. When they see people say, oh, they're pagans, there's so many different, you know, kind of like religion. There are different religions, like of a modern day term, you know, where it's, so it's kind of funny. So it's like, so anyways, what was I talking about? I don't know. Anyways, so I don't like Christmas. There you go. I know, I admit it. And like I said, I was going to do a really special Christmas show. I was going to do like voices using AI. I know, I use AI. I know, what the hell, Rambler? Don't you know that's evil? God, apparently so. I post AI. I do AI just bullshit art, you know, just for fun and games and usually stuff that's from my mind, you know. My cover for this special came from a Bing AI image generator. Yes, I'm not sponsored by him, so. I wish I could get sponsors. They'd be like, oh my God, Rambler. Yeah, Facebook dinged me for a inside joke I made about a friend of mine. Man, two of my friends on Facebook, been friends since, I think, 2017, 18, something like that. Well, we always make this joke. We first made this joke about going skydiving with each other, but no, having no parachutes, and go splat. So the other day I made a joke to my friend. I was like, because my one friend, she's lost her husband not too long ago. So Christmas time is just, you know, last Thanksgiving was really bad, you know, she had some friends to go to, and Christmas is going to be pretty bad, I thought, unless she gets some gold up with some friends. Plus, she lives in Florida, so it's like, oh my goodness, you're in Florida, you know, where it's like Christmas time. It's like, oh. Anyways, so I made this joke about I was going to kidnap my one other friend, he's been dealing with his mother's husband, estate. Kind of stuff, the house and everything, cleaning it up and stuff for about the last year or so, I guess. So I was like, so he's been kind of down about different things, and I'm like, so I made the joke of that my other friend, we're gonna go and kidnap him and go splat. Well, Facebook literally thought I was gonna kidnap this said person, throw him in the back of my car, tie him up, throw him in the back of my car, and boop. So anyways, so I got a 90-day demonetization, which I guess would have been a big deal if I was making, you know, the millions and millions of dollars like big YouTubers and stuff do. But one time I looked, it was so funny. One time I looked, my little monetization thing said I made 35 cents. I was like, oh, I'm a big star. Look at me, Mom and Dad. You said I wouldn't amount to much. My mom and dad, not like that. Anyways. But I just joking. My mom and dad would have been so proud. My son, the content creator. Look, he's got a title and everything in his name. Look, it's not like he's a doctor, but close enough, yes. And my dad would have been like, how much money you make, son? Well, I got 35 cents. That's not very good. Yeah, especially when you need $25 to cash out. Well, so once I got the ding on my the little ding against my account, I lost my ability to be monetized, and also apparently I lost my 35 cents. I was like, oh no. Well, I put an appeal, as you all know, it doesn't matter with Facebook. You can put in it's like the judge, the cop are the same people. So you get like AI guy. The only thing I don't like about AI, and that's Facebook and all these other sites that use them for the little bots to patrol the thing. And the really funny part is, if you submit, like, against these, like, scammers that impersonate, you know, like, oh, you're a winner, you know, they come on your thing and you click on their profile and it's some, you know, some quote-unquote celeb. Everybody's a celeb nowadays. I mean, it's so funny because I just, the other day I got one and it was, like, some, I guess, YouTuber that has, like, a big show. Like, he's got, like, 5 million followers on Facebook or whatever. But his, something garage, monkey garage or something like that, some YouTube show that I've never heard of, but apparently it's popular. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, so I reported it to Facebook, you know, that it was a celebrity hoax, you know, scammer, and one of those ones where it's like, come, and then you go and it says, oh, you have, you know, give me your WhatsApp or whatever, and then you give him his WhatsApp, and then it's, you get scammed, you know, you get scammed out of money, whatever. Lose your bank account, whatever. They'd fool them. I only got like 20 bucks in my account. Hoo-hoo. Anyways, so I reported them, and of course nothing happens. Nothing's going to happen. It didn't even go through. If you check under your, where you submit your stuff, you know, your under your support inbox, there's not even a support inbox that I even submitted it, which it showed that I did. Facebook and these other sites don't care. For some reason, they ding you for, one of my friends got dinged for calling somebody a potato. I'm like, oh my goodness. She got like the whole 3 day because it was like her second offense or whatever. But the funny thing about the monetization thing, of course, I put in an appeal. I put in my appeal after I lost the first appeal I did for the actual ding. I put in for my monetization to be reinstated, and they were like, oh, sorry, you didn't get it, you know. 90 days, we'll relook into it. Well, apparently I went through a time warp because the other day I clicked, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I think it was yesterday, I clicked on it, and it said, oh, the little thing that was like, oh, you're not eligible for monetization was gone, and they raised my limit from like, how much I could earn from $25,000 to $55,000. I'm like, if I make $55,000 a month, my mom and dad would have been real proud if they were alive and well. But they're actually sitting on my little shelf. I was supposed to go bury them in the special spot for my dad's, where my dad's buried, my grandfather's buried. But things happened. Me and my brother were supposed to go do it in 2016. He had like a I don't know what it was, the attack, his little heart attack. It was a heart attack, but it wasn't. I don't know what it was. And so, it, of course, things started happening. And I was actually dating another girl back then, and we were. I was actually going to bring her along to this special little family moment, make her feel like, you're part of the family. We're dysfunctional as fuck, yes. Of course, my mom doesn't give a shit. My mom told me when she was still alive, she goes, I don't care what you do with my ashes. You could flush them down the toilet, burial at sea, you know. Mom always wanted a burial at sea. Whoosh. Yes, yes. But I haven't. I'm not going to. I don't know. At some point, I gotta do something. With my foot being as bad as it is, I don't know if I can make it down the mountain to get to where I have to, you know. And then it's like probably an hour of digging just to get through hard rock. My grandfather's buried in this little it's a little like a little cove in this big huge boulder. This boulder would make it is like probably 1,000 feet tall. I mean, it's a huge boulder. If you fell from it, you might not die, but you get hurt pretty good. It's probably about 3-4 stories high, you know, next to a really good fishing hole. Funny thing is, kind of a miracle of grandfather who really was blinded by a mining accident that really wasn't an accident. It was the company trying to kill off the miners union president, but that's another story for another day. Was really into raspberries, planted beautiful patches of raspberries. Was gardener from from heaven. The miracle part is these. After my dad, you know, he buried my grandfather. I was just born. I was probably about not even 6 months old, maybe 7 months old. Well, right after he did it, we came back, and every year there was these beautiful raspberry bushes grow like right there, here's where your pop's buried, here's where your grandfather, you know, to me, my grandfather. And of course, next to a beautiful fishing hole. I mean, we're talking like. When you fish in there, man, you get your limit. You'll get your limit, like, in an hour. Like, it's that good. Every cast, you're catching a trout. You know, just every cast. It's a beautiful spot. Just a wonderful spot. The place itself, just the whole creek is just... It's the whole creek there. And it's in Montana. Just beyond beautiful. It's one of those places where you go, and even if you just sit on by the creek and watch the water flow, it's zen. It's zen in the art of fishing. Oh my goodness, yes. So I still got my mom and dad's, like I said, and then my dad owned the. I know most of you know this story. Owned the historic Dumas Brothel in Butte, Montana, designed and built as a brothel in 1890 and ran as such until 1982. I know what you're thinking. Oh my goodness, I've been there. Yeah. Well, the new owners, I told them. Well, he's owned it for a couple years now. I was like, well, one of the days I get in Butte, I want to bring and put some ashes in the building somewhere, and you know, probably down in the basement. And this guy was like, oh, that would be wonderful, because that was my dad's favorite child, was the Dumas. I know everybody's like, I thought you were no, far from it. You know, I did find out later that my dad never gave me a compliment, never told me he was proud of me for all the times, you know, all the stuff I, you know, this stuff, you know. And part of my self-worth depreciation, depreciative, whatever you want to call it, my I can't even remember the word now. God, I'm losing my mind. It's all good. Anyways, my self-esteem, all that stuff. And you know, when I was a child, it's like I used to love singing, and I had a really good voice when I was a little kid, you know. And my dad's like, well, you'll just lose it when you get into puberty, which he was right. Fuck him though. That could have been the next Justin Bieber, hated by all. Yes. Anyways, but so, and then later when I was an adult, I was talking to one of the longtime family friends, and he goes, oh, your pops was so proud of you because of all your computer skills and the skills and your writing and all this. And I was like, the little bitch you told me back when he was alive. It's kind of like, in the living years. Yes, yes. I know I can't sing anymore, so fuck off. Yes. Anyway, so there we go. There's my whole life story in a bucket of chum. Yes, all my problems stem from my childhood. I'm just joking. Some of it comes from my adulthood. Yes, yes. So, yeah. Anyways, So this is my Christmas special. I hope you're enjoying it. It's almost 15 minutes long. I didn't realize I was rambling that long. God, it's so lovely. I know all four of my listeners. Apparently, I get listeners off of Spotify. Not as many over the last 30 days, but I really haven't really done. I did the one, a couple of. Apparently, I got 300 and some, I guess, hits. I don't know. It doesn't tell me, like, how long they listened or anything. They could have listened for, like, a second and be like, I don't like his voice. It's horrible. It sounds like he's making it up. Yes. He makes up all kinds of shit. You want to talk about his love life? No, I don't, because that'd be funny. I bet that's a comedy special in itself. Oh, my goodness, my penis is so small. Yes, yes. Yes, when you make a girl laugh, it's not so fun. It's not so cool when she sees you first time she sees you naked or the ninth time. You know, I'm just saying. Yes, yes. At that point, you're just like, ah, oh, I'm just gonna keep my clothes on. Please leave. Yes, I'm gonna put my clothes back on. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, excuse me. I don't know why I'm tired. I slept last night. I wouldn't go to bed till like almost 3:30 in the morning, but. I kind of got energized with energy drinks and stuff, and then I had weird dreams. I had that man, it was like the cast of Friends. Yeah, it was Friends, even the one who just passed away, and I was like, I was in this house, and I kept drinking, I was drinking these beers, and I had like about 10, 15 beers, which, as most of you know, after the third beer, I'm calling you up going, hi, I think you got a nice ass. Sorry to Mr. Moon. You do have a nice ass, don't you? I'm just saying. Anyway, but after 15 beers, I'd be probably dead, you know. Especially these beers, the ones I was drinking, were like the 14% alcohol. Yes, those are, if you drink, that's what, after I drink like what, two of those, one or two of those, and I'm like, hello, you beautiful people. I think I want to have your baby. What? I don't know, man. Some of you got no pee-pee, but I'd still have your baby. I'm just saying, if you want me to, I'd get knocked up by it. I know I have, but you're like, I have a boyfriend now, but maybe next life, yes. Anyways, that would be fun. If men would be the ones giving birth, we would die out as a civilization. I'm just saying, a guy gets a little stuffed up nose. It's like, oh, I'm dying. Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine having something, a guy having something living inside of him for like 9 months? My question, the really funny part is, where would the baby come out of? You know, women, you know, you're built for that. I mean, seriously, man, it would be like, one time, penis explodes. What happened to your penis? I gave birth to my son. Yes, yes. Oh, you such a lucky bastard. I'm still hoping to find the perfect woman to knock me up. Yes, yes. No, first thing would happen to be like, you want, it's coming out where? I don't think that's gonna happen. If men were the ones giving birth, there would be a lot of gay people. I'm just saying, yes. It'd be like, if the women were the ones who knocked you up, it'd be like, well, I'm gay. See that, everybody? But look, I just want to pass along my seed, yes. I know some of you are like, God, how the hell would that even work? I don't know. Special attachments, I think, yes, yes. Sort of like the transgender female to male, and it's like the girl ended, the person ended up pregnant before. Or got pregnant, some, I don't know. I don't know how all that works. I don't know. I was like the pregnant man, and I'm like, technically, it's still a pregnant woman. I'm just saying. I know people are like, it's a he. No, it's not. It's not a he. It's just like, it's not a she. If they get pregnant, and it's more than likely still a woman. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. Unless, I don't know. I don't look into details about the whole. I've seen the, you know, male to female, and somebody, one of the porn, I think it was Pornhub, made a comment like, oh, that's a nasty scar, you know, talking about their, you know, and it just looked like a scar, you know, like, women have a, you know, they have that, a born woman, you know, they have that, it looks like it was created by God, whereas a transsexual, I know I'm going to get canceled. If anybody that's ever goes big and they hear this, they're going to be like, oh, he hates transsexuals. No, I don't. I really don't. I'm just saying, a lot of the stuff that they create down there for these women down there, you know, it doesn't look, it just looks like a scar, which technically I guess it is, because, you know, they cut off Mr. Willie. And me and Mr. Willie have been through a lot for me to be like, I think I'd have to be like in either a really good place with me sexually, or I just had a nervous breakdown and I'm like, I want to be a woman. And they cut my pee-pee off. Yes. Where are you going? Mexico. Yes, it was. Or where was it? Denmark? No, not Denmark. Where was it? Sweden, I think, when back in the day when they used to do these, like, way back when, before the United States was like, oh my goodness, yeah. It's just like I heard this weird, I thought they were talking about a male to female. Well, it was an ad for Planned Parenthood, and they said something about transgenders. And my brain, I don't know why. I know it's sexist. I know there's female to male, you know, but... You know, of course, women, biological women, and women are having, you know, getting their hands tied legally with abortions, you know, becoming illegal in many, many states, including this one. They closed down the only Planned Parenthood that we had in South Dakota like a year ago, maybe. And so a lot of people are having to go to, like, Colorado, which, you know, is a drive. It's, like, 7-8 hours to Denver by car, you know. So it's, like, not a, like a short trip or anything. It's not like an epic journey or anything, like a quest item or thing. But it's pretty far. And Planned Parenthood also did, these clinics also did a lot of different things. Birth control, for example, helps women that have, you know, abnormal cycles that, you know, For some, it actually prevents a lot of diseases and things like cancer and stuff like that. And I know this because my wife at the time, you know, my wife that passed away, she was on birth control trying to help with her abnormal periods. Like she had the fibroid tumors and such a few years before she passed away. And then my sister-in-law also was on birth control for basically the same thing and stuff. And so I'm a supporter of Planned Parenthood. I'm pro-choice in the way that I, as a man, really, my wife and I had this discussion when she was getting ready to have her partial hysterectomy when she had the fibroid tumors and it was the only way to get rid of them. Doctor looked at me and her, and me and my wife had wanted children, you know, couples do, it's just a natural thing. And she looked at me and my car sitting there like, well, we want, you know, and I said, I told my wifey, I told my love, you know, it's up to you, it's your body. I mean, I know I'm your husband, but I'm not your keeper, I'm not your slave, I'm not your master, I'm not your slave master, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it's up to you. And, you know, she was older, you know, and as most women, even with normal, under normal circumstances, the older a woman gets, the more life-threatening a pregnancy can become. And so I told her, I said, I would rather have an alive you and no kids than have kids, you know, especially me as a single parent. Oh, that would be horrible. Child Protective Services would be like, oh my god, and they'd be called right at the funeral. They'd be like, okay, this guy's not fit for parenting. Goodbye to your dad, kids. Bye, pops. Yeah. Be like Indiana Jones and that and the Crystal Skull thing. It'd be like, oh, hi, pops. And they come back, you know, 20 years later, 18 when they're grown up. And be like, hi, pops, we're home. Hi. I like going to kids better. They can support me. Anyways, so yeah, it's just like I am pro-choice. I don't believe in abortion as like, you know, birth control as the final, you know, birth control kind of thing. You know, like, you know, condoms, pills, things like that. I those are good things. I don't believe. Oh, I'm pregnant. Oh my goodness, one night stand. You know, I'm kind of on the edge. You know, kind of like. Yeah, I think it should be available. It should be available. Again, pro-choice. Her body. She doesn't, you know. But it's like, do I think it should be? You know, I definitely believe in the abortion for like life-threatening conditions. You know, incest, rape. I'm gonna tell you what, forcing a rape victim to give birth to her rapist child has got to be the worst nightmare I could think of. You know, I mean. You know, imagine even if you kept, you know, didn't put the kid up for adoption and you just kept the child, how much hatred, even if it's unintentional hatred, you're going to project at that child, you know? You know, it's like, Jesus Christ. I don't know. It's just, you know, what a Christmas special. Oh, my goodness. Went from like, oh, my goodness, ho, 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 fuck you, to, yeah, talking about stuff that's really, really, really sad, you know? But it is what it is. And there's the war in the Middle East. Oh, my goodness. Apparently January, it's all supposed to stop. I don't know why. Just magic, I guess. Joe Biden waves his magic penis, I guess. I don't know. I know some of you are like, ew, gross. But some of it, oh, nice. Yes. So anyways, almost 25 minutes of me just rambling about nothing. This is a great Christmas special, isn't it? I know what you're thinking. Oh, my goodness. This is your best show ever. You talk about everything. Oh. Almost broke down and cried a little bit, yeah. And then it doesn't really help. Like I said, I had one of my best friends decided to kill himself over pain, with using pain pills. He had many, many health issues, a lot of pain and stuff, suffering. You know, he had one of those stomach band surgeries. And problem with those is, yeah, they make your stomach smaller. But what happened is he was one of these people who had no self-control, so he ended up basically eating and not editing his diet. So it ended up popping, I guess. I think that's what happened, and it ended up causing him a lot. And then he also had issues from birth with his back, the spinal column and that fusing and all that stuff, which it caused a lot of pain. And he ended up overdosing on painkillers. The hypocort, you know, the opiates. And he decided to do that on December 11th of 2018. So basically 8 days, you know, eight days before the anniversary of my wifey's death. So this time of year gets really, really tough, and I turn into an asshole. I'm usually an asshole anyways, as most of you know. It's like, oh my goodness, rambler, an asshole? God. You know what they say about assholes? Just take it as a compliment if somebody calls you that, because you'll die without an asshole. Yes, yes. Anyways. So that anniversary hit. The week before Thanksgiving, my favorite mother-in-law. I know what you're thinking. Was your only mother-in-law. I know, isn't that strange? She passed away, and I couldn't even go to the funeral, let alone help with, you know, final stuff. You know, like helping the nephew and nieces, her nieces and nephew, get the house ready for sale. There was two houses. One was my sister-in-law, who passed away like 2 years ago, back in that September, which I was actually a pallbearer at her funeral. And I had made a promise to my mother-in-law that I would come back. And I had actually thought about it and go back and helped her, but it was like a week before her death, I'd made this decision. I was like, after Christmas, I think I'm gonna fly out, you know, spend some time with her. We weren't really like the closest of in-laws. Wasn't like, oh mother, oh son, I like you better than your wife, than my daughter. No, it wasn't anything like that. We had some fights and stuff, but 2012. That was probably the year we really got close. Because it was, like I said, it was only like, it was 6 days from Christmas. Her funeral was like 3 or 4, I think like usually, yeah, about 4 days, maybe 3 or 4 days, I don't remember. So me and my father-in-law were like, I really don't want to do Christmas this year. I don't really think I'm just not in the mood. Of course, my sister-in-law was like, you're going to do it, goddammit. I put up a Christmas tree, bought your presents, fuck off. Yeah. And so it was kind of like, okay, but Christmas, and this year, I don't know why, especially this year, I got Lady Love's cousin has her cancer, so just kind of that cloud. She's doing good. She had surgery 2 weeks ago, a week ago, I can't remember, in Minnesota, of course, so her cousin was gone for almost 2 weeks, and her cousin we're living with, she was gone, like I said. She's been the caretaker, she's been the caregiver for her sister, It's been tough. You know, I got five kids that don't quite, you know, they're young. They're young. They're very young. They range from the age of between 6 and 11, even the 11-year-old. Even though we think of her, she acts like she's 29 or something, you know. But she's still a young kid, so they're all definitely young and stuff. And mom wasn't there, you know. Mom wasn't there for the you know, Christmas show, so mom, you know, my lady love's cousin feels really bad, you know, because she missed that, and it's kind of, the kids were kind of upset and, you know, whatever. But and so that part of it, and I didn't, it's just life in general, stuff's going on inside my head, and it really sucks. Just doesn't feel like Christmas, so I don't know. Hopefully they're out there. It feels good for Christmas for you. Hopefully you're just filled with the joy, so much joy that you negate my bah humbugness. I hope. I mean, Christmas really is just about the joy of the season, you know. Really about giving, not really about getting. Even the giving, even some of the giving, sometimes people do this giving just out of, I guess, karma points for more than anything, to say anything. You know, I really haven't been to church in years. Last time I went to church, I was very high. I'm going to admit, it's kind of fun going to church very high. Here, take the body of Christ and devour it like cannibals. Oh my goodness, yes. Drink his blood like you're a vampire. Thank you. Boy, that's some icky grape juice. I thought it was supposed to be wine. Well, this, you know, this isn't a Catholic church. It's Methodist. Oh, God, no. And my wifey was a Methodist. So was her whole family. We couldn't dance. We couldn't dance and we couldn't drink at our wedding, which was nice. The no dancing part was great because I don't know how to dance. And the no drinking part was okay. You know, you don't want to give any booze at a wedding, you know. Oh my God, I married him, both the bride and groom. Oh, what did I do wrong? Why was I so stupid? Yeah, but one time we went to a Lutheran church. Methodists, you know, they have their, you know, Christmas programs. And it's very, very cool. You know, Catholics, you know, it's up and down, like you're a whore. Oh, I'm going up and down in the wrong way. Kneel, pretend like you're giving head. Ah, I'm just joking, people. I'm not being anti-religious, just stupid, yes. But I went to this Lutheran thing, and I've been to my mom's side of the family's Lutheran, so I've gone to some Lutheran. My grandmother, when she was buried, she was, you know, her service was at the Lutheran church. The reverend didn't know who the hell she was. Instead of calling her, you know, Ethel Lincoln, which was her name, he called her Abraham Lincoln's wife's name. And then instead of being called Ethel Lincoln, which she liked to be called, he kept calling her Alfred Lincoln's, Mrs. Alfred Lincoln, you know, the wife of, which was my grandfather, who had been passed away, like I said, since I wasn't even born when my grandfather passed away. He was much, much older than her. He'd been born in like 1886, I think, 1888. And my grandmother, he was actually, I think, like maybe 2 years younger than my great grandmother. And both her parents, my grandmother's parents hated him because he was just a poor farmhand. They were, you know, not necessarily rich, but they owned their farm. They owned a farm, you know, kind of thing, you know. And they didn't like him. And a part of it was because he was so much older. He was like, you know. But yeah, it's like she had been, you know, Mrs., you know, Ethel, you know, it's always Ethel Lincoln, never Mrs. Alfred Lincoln. She had, you know, she'd never used that. Well, he didn't know that, and it was just kind of weird. But the one, me and my lady love here when we were living, her uncle passed away. So we went to his funeral, and they were Lutheran, and went to his church. Well, this pastor, whatever, I don't know. A lot of the family stopped going to that church because of this pastor and because of this kind of stuff. Goes, oh, when you die, you just sit in your grave and rot and wait for Jesus to come. That sounds horrible. You know, it really does. You just sit in the underground, just rotting away. Your soul just sits there and goes, okay, what do I do now? I'm just rotting away. I'm kind of, you know, this isn't fun. This isn't what I thought the afterlife was going to be like. And even there was these two women. It was funny because there was these two women, and they weren't part of the church either. They were just there because they were friends of the uncle. And they looked at me and her, me and my lady love, and they were like, what? I was like, welcome to the afterlife. Because they were much older than me. And I was like, that's what we all have looked forward to. We're just going to fit in the grave and wait for Jesus to come. Come on, Jesus. I don't want to rot away here. I want to go up to heaven or Cleveland, Ohio. If anything's got to be better than sitting in a grave in your coffin rotting away. So that does not sound like a good thing. Because it might be a million years before Jesus comes back. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And some people believe... The first coming hasn't happened. You know, like the Jewish faith, they don't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They're still waiting for the Messiah. So it's like the first, you know, the Messiah's first visit, let alone the return of the Messiah. Maybe next time we won't, maybe the next time they won't hang him. They'll be like, they won't crucify him on the cross, you know. Anyways. I know. You're like, oh my God, Rambler, what a great Christmas show. You gonna murder the Easter Bunny? Yes, yes, yes. Gonna murder the Easter Bunny. Anyways, so that's my show. Hope you enjoyed it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I don't know if I'll do another show. Who knows? Well, you know me. I know Half-Blade's like, you gotta do another show because I like listening to you. Thank you very much. She's my biggest fan. She's my biggest fan. And one of my better friends, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I think Mr. Moon sometimes listens to me. I don't know. Sometimes he listens to me. Sometimes he goes, did you make another podcast? I did. Many, many podcasts. Yes. Anyways, I love you all. If you're new to the show, hi, welcome. I hope you had an enjoyable time. If you haven't, well, you know what you can go do? Just share with your friends, your lovers, whoever. If you like the show, do the same thing. Just say, oh my goodness, this guy's so funny. If you hated it, just go, this guy sucks balls. You need to go listen to him. That way I get sponsors. If I get enough viewers, I'll get some sponsors. I'd probably never get a sponsor in my life. No, 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 no. Anyways, I'm just saying I love you all, and I hope you have a great Christmas, and have a happy new year.